This is Research News from UIC, the University of Illinois at Chicago. Today, Giola Gabori, distinguished university professor in physiology and biophysics, talks about her discovery of a novel enzyme and the surprising role it seems to play in anencephaly. This may offer hope for a future genetic test and possibly therapy for the rare fatal birth defect in which the brain fails to develop. Here's Professor Gabori.
My interest is about the gene and the regulation which are involved in pregnancy. And some years ago, we discovered a protein highly expressed in the ovary that wasn't known before. So we cloned it, we sequenced it, and we found out that it is an oval protein. However, we found a signature in this protein which may indicate that it's an enzyme. So we checked whether it is an enzyme and found that it belonged to a family of enzymes. And our lab and the Vico lab in Finland found that it is an enzyme that converts the weak estrone, which is an estrogen, to the very potent estrogen known as estradiol. So we were very excited because in the ovary, estradiol play a key role and it is important for the maintenance of pregnancy. At this time, we also found that this enzyme, which is highly specific to the ovary, is also expressed in breast cancer. Very little, almost none in the normal breast, and is highly expressed in a breast cancer cell. Since it makes estradiol, and since estradiol causes breast cancer in a large majority of the cases, that's become of interest to us. At the same time, another group in Germany discovered that this enzyme doesn't only convert the weak estrogen to the very potent estrogen, but also is the enzyme in the synthetic pathway, that means in the synthesis of estradiol. The synthesis of estradiol involves several enzymes. One of them was not known until they established that this is the enzyme which is involved cholesterol. At this stage, we poo-poo the cholesterol effect of our enzyme because the ovary have plenty of cholesterol from the maternal circulation and doesn't need to synthesize cholesterol to function. But we decided, since this enzyme become of interest, to delete it, remove the gene from mice, and see what's happened. So what we expected is to see the mice to be born normally and to be infertile. We also wanted to know whether cancer is difficult to induce in those type of mice because of the lack of this enzyme. However, what's happened is that we found out that the fetus were dying in utero. They died before they were born. And it was really strange to us. And they were dying at the age of 10 days. Now, what's happened at the age of 10 days is that normally the baby receives cholesterol from the mother and doesn't need to synthesize it to grow and to develop. The only tissue that depend totally on the synthesis, the formation of cholesterol, is the brain. What's happened on day 10 is that the brain developed a barrier which prevents the cholesterol of the mother to reach its cell. So now the brain needs to synthesize cholesterol. And if it cannot synthesize cholesterol, it looks like it doesn't form. The only thing which was known is that you needed to synthesize cholesterol. And what we have found is that this enzyme that we have totally accidentally discovered in the ovary play a key role in the formation of the brain. Once you remove it, you have no brain which form. And what is interesting to us is that anencephaly, or lack of brain, is known in humans for years. The percentage of baby born without brain are rather significant. And obviously, no solution is known to date because nobody knows what are the real causes of anencephaly. What is the gene involved in anencephaly? And our discovery that removal of this gene in mouse caused the brain not to develop at all at the time when the brain depend on cholesterol biosynthesis led us to think that we may have at least discovered one of the reasons of anencephaly in human. And what we want to know now, and we have made connection with many centers. And Isabel Wilkins here at University of Illinois is going to provide us with tissue obtained from an anencephalic baby, because anencephaly in human, the baby either die in utero or can be born and then die a week or several weeks after they are born. Naturally, with the permission of the parent, we need whatever tissue from the baby, even hair, and we want to determine whether the baby were born without brain lack these enzymes that we have discovered. Or the enzyme can be mutated and therefore cannot produce the protein necessary to form the enzyme. And we hope from all our heart that we have discovered this gene, because once you know what is the reason, in the future, you may find a solution to the problem.
Gyola Gabori is a distinguished university professor in physiology and biophysics in the UIC College of Medicine. For more information about this research, go to www.news.uic.edu, click on News Releases, and look for the release dated October 9, 2008. This has been Research News from UIC, the University of Illinois at Chicago.